Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a former pastor and a serial entrepreneur who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Inspiration Rising. It is wonderful to have you here with me. You know, within about 15 to 20 minutes of me meeting someone, I am oftentimes in a conversation about what they really want to be doing with their life. Now, it could be because I ask them, or because I'm a safe place, or because they feel like they can be creative and talk openly about these ideas without feeling judged. But they end up coming up with a bunch of excuses in the conversation. Well, I'm too old. My time has passed. I don't know how to use social media. I don't know anything. I'm not very technologically savvy. My kids are still at home. I have to make a living doing what I'm already doing, so me to do something else feels like too much. I don't know if my husband or partner will support me. Oh my goodness, all of the excuses start coming out. And in reality, it's just fear. It's nervousness. It's anxiety. It's talking about doing something different with one's life. And so, because I love helping people start soul-inspired businesses, I wanted to talk to you today about why I believe that you should start one. Now, I say should. That's kind of a harsh word, right? But my guess is if you're already listening to this episode because you saw the title, Why You Should Start Your Own Soul-Inspired Business, you probably feel like, okay, I'm into this. Okay. So I have three reasons why I believe that if you're interested in this at all, you should start a soul-inspired business. Now, let me first of all define what I would call a soul-inspired business. There is a difference between you just wanting to start a business because you want to make money and you want to start a business that is soul-inspired. Now, I have a very close friend who he loves making money and he loves seeing the opportunity in the marketplace. And so just he has lots of different businesses. An example was at the beginning of the pandemic, he knew that people were going to need N95 masks. He ordered a ton of them. And within a few weeks, he made $1 million. Just to be honest with you, he jacked up the price because he saw an opportunity in the market and he made a ton of money. That is not what I would call a soul-inspired business. That's just a business. Okay. A soul-inspired business is something that is flowing from the depth of your being. There is an interest, a passion, an empathy for the people that are experiencing a pain, a problem, or a desire in the world, and you believe that you can meet that need. And it's flowing from your heart. Like you are a person that wants to make a difference in the world, but you also want to do it and make a living so that you're not just giving away your time. You recognize you do need to get paid for your time, for your effort, for the product that you create, for the service that you deliver. That's fine, right? Some people feel like, oh, I can either just make money or I can live my passion. No, no, no. I want to help you do both. I want to help you create and grow a soul-inspired business. So, soul-inspired business is a business that is flowing from your heart. So, here are three reasons why I believe you should start a soul-inspired business if this is of interest to you at all. Number one, you sense a divine calling. You sense a divine calling. Now, it may be a whisper, a still, small voice, a quiet voice that echoes in the back of your mind or it's reverberating from your heart, but you have sensed this for some time. Now, you might go, wow, this is not a calling from God, but it's got a divine element to it. There's something about it that's mystical. It feels more than just a good idea. Okay, it's actually flowing from your heart, from your soul, from your spirit. There's a divine calling. There's a sense that something bigger than me has put this desire inside of me. I didn't just make this up because I thought it was a good idea, but it's something deep within me. And, you know, you could feel like, well, is this really from the divine? Is it really from source? Is it really from God? I just want to design adult coloring books. That doesn't feel very spiritual. No, it could be anything. You could want to start a dog grooming business, and it could be a soul-inspired business because you have a passion for dogs or animals, right? And you just love them. You love their owners. You want them to be in great condition. You want their owners to enjoy them. And you love just being with the animals and you are able to communicate with them. That can be a soul-inspired business. There's nothing, well, I shouldn't say nothing. There are probably some things where you're definitely taking advantage of people. It's not healthy for the world, whatever, that is not a soul-inspired business. But what I'm trying to communicate is, it's not like you need to just be a spiritual life coach in order to start a soul-inspired business. Now, you may want to be that. You may want to be a life coach, a holistic healer. You may want to be a light worker or a health practitioner or a business coach or whatever it might be, and that feels like it's soul-inspired. Yes, I get it. But there are so many other things, these products and services that you could start because it's a divine calling, because there's something inside of you that just loves it, and it goes beyond just being a good idea. Okay, so the first reason why you may want to start a soul-inspired business is because you sense a divine calling. I don't mean you had this voice from God booming from the mountaintop. No, it could just be the still, quiet voice, right? Yeah. Okay, you hear the planes? If you're a longtime podcast listener, you'll hear the planes. It's currently, I'm recording this on a Saturday morning at 7:27 a.m. And in my area, planes can't take off until 7 a.m. because they fly over, you know, people's houses and they don't want to, you know, take them off. So now all the planes are taking off as I'm recording this for you, but they play take off all the time. I'm not worried about it. Number two reason why you should start a soul-inspired business, that our world needs what you have to offer. Yes, our world needs what you have to offer. You have a specific set of gifts and talents and experiences and passions and strengths and a specific unique way of looking at the world and approaching whatever it is that you're passionate about. And our world needs what you have to offer. Now, I believe that that's why the divine is calling you. That's why the divine has put that little nudge inside of you to go, come on now, the world needs this from you. And you're the one who is uniquely positioned to bring it to bear. You're the one who's uniquely positioned to bring it to market. And so, man, whatever it is that you're passionate about, whether you want to help women get healthy, whether you want to help people navigate through changing the way that they eat, maybe you have a particular product that you've designed that you know it's going to help people in some way. It's going to make their life easier. It's going to take away a problem or a pain point. It's going to fulfill a desire. Come on now. Our world needs that. And if it's just residing in your brain, I don't want to be pulling a guilt trip on you here or shaming you, but if it's inside of you and you don't bring it to our world's missing out on whatever it is that you've got to offer. Yes, we are missing out on it. There are people in the world that need that from you. They're sitting there in pain, have a problem, have a desire, and they're going, man, I wish somebody would create this for me. I wish I could find the best possible fill in the blank because I would invest money in that. I would invest my resources to have that help me in my life. Our world needs this from you. And the longer you sit there saying, well, I'm not certified. I don't have enough experience. I don't have the education. I'm too old. I don't have enough time. I don't know how to do social media. I don't know how to create a website. I don't have the money to start a business. I don't know. I don't think my spouse or partner or husband would support me. I think my kids would laugh at me. My friends at school would think I'm a joke. Oh my Lord. All these excuses in your head. Yes, I know. I have had them too. And all the clients that I work with, we have those excuses when we're first starting out. And yet, if you sense a divine calling and know that the world needs what you have to offer, those excuses pale in comparison. Okay, because there are truths that can replace those lies that you are believing. Sometimes it requires someone else, like myself, who can come alongside of you and speak truth to you and say, come on now, quit believing those lies about yourself. Quit believing those lies about other people. Quit believing those lies about technology, about the divine, about the whole world. Those are lies, lies, lies. You got to be rooted in your true identity, the fact that you are inspired. Yes, you have value because the divine has breathed you into life. You are enough. You're whole and complete. You don't need to do or be anything else. Are you growing in your skills more and more? Yes, of course. But in terms of your identity, you are enough and you are loved. The divine loves you. I love you. Your friends and family love you. Even though we can't express it or love you perfectly, you are loved. And so the world needs what you have to offer. Step up now. Come on. We need it. All right. So number one, you sense a divine calling. Number two, our world needs what you have to offer. And number three is that there is no better time than the present. No better time than the present. Now, why would I say that? Because we live in such a time where technology is allowing you to access the entire world. You literally have access. Okay, I overspoke. I said too much there. You don't have access to the entire world. There are people in remote villages who don't have smartphones. Very few people, though. I mean, I have traveled around the globe, and there are people in remote villages who don't have electricity, and yet they have smartphones. Yes, they do. And you have access to our entire globe through the interwebs. Yes, you do. And so there is no better time than the present, because your target audience, your ideal client, your dream client that you want to work with, they're on the internet and they're waiting to hear from you. There's no better time than the present. The cost of creating a website is so minimal. You can create a free website. You don't even have to have a website in order to start a business. There are so many entrepreneurs that just start with an Instagram account. One of my current clients, Sabrina Andren with Magic Skin Nutrients, she started her business without a website. She did not create her website until she enrolled in the Rise Up Business Academy. She started with an Instagram account, Magic Skin Nutrients. She created a free Google form, and she put the link to that Google form as the link in her bio. And she started advertising her skin products that are incredible, by the way, magicskinnutrients.com. My family and I use her skin products, especially the magic butter, which is magical. It sounds too good to be true. It's not. It's incredible. She started with an Instagram account where she started promoting her products and services, talking about how they're non-toxic, how she had transformed her own rosacea and helping other people with their acne and skin challenges and bumps on the back of arms and all those good things that, you know, we deal with. And she had a link to a free Google form in her Instagram bio. Boom. She did not allow an excuse of not having the money or the technological prowess to create her own website. Why? Because there's no time like the present. With a free Instagram account, you could start a business. You can also do that on Facebook with a Facebook group. There are so many free ways to start a business. But you have to overcome these lies that are in your head that say you're not good enough, you don't have a product that people like, blah, 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 blah. Okay, you have a passion. You have a desire. Now, the time has come for you to educate yourself on, does the market actually need what you have? And how do you articulate what you have that can meet a desire, fulfill a passion that somebody's got? They're like, I want this in my life. Or can it solve a problem or take away a pain point? You've got to be able to articulate that. Those are skills that you learn. Yes, those are skills. But at the very core, the question is, do you sense a divine calling? Do you have a divine whisper inside of you that goes, you know, this whole desire inside of me, I don't think I just made this up. I think that there's something greater than myself that's put this inside of me. And number two, our world needs what you have to offer. Oh, our world needs it. Now, you've got to find who needs it. That's part of the skill. But our world needs it, for sure. And then number three, there's no better time than the present. Why? Because you've got access to the entire world. Starting a business has never been easier. Oh, I don't know how to get a business license. I don't know how to... Okay, you don't need a business license in order to start a business online. Now, maybe in your country, you might have to. In the United States, boom, you could just put up an Instagram account and say, hey, would you like to buy this from me? And help people understand why they need it. You're in business. You don't, like, I know local ordinances so many times, you don't need that. You just can get started. Yes, you can. All right, so you should start a soul-inspired business. Yes. Now, I didn't say you should quit your job. I didn't say that you need to invest $10,000. I didn't say that you need to hire employees. No, you can start a soul-inspired business so easily. Yes, you can. And I'm here to tell you that you should. You should. Yeah, because if it's inside of you, our world needs it. Okay. Hey, if you want more information on how to do this, I would encourage you to follow me on Instagram at InspoRising, InspoRising. That is our website. I'm sorry, that's our podcast Instagram feed. And I post all kinds of tips and encouraging tactics on how to get started. And we have free trainings and all kinds of amazing things. So follow us on Instagram at InspoRising. Because I want to be the person that comes alongside you, of you, and cheers you on and educates you and coaches you and encourages you every step of the way as you get started in your own soul-inspired business. Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor. Share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, hey, Dave, what's up? You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.